USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The entire state of Mississippi, as well as parts of Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee, are all at the greatest risk for severe storms today. Forecasters say 8 million people are affected by this warning. That includes major cities like Memphis, Tennessee, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Montgomery, Alabama. The warnings come after at least 7 people were hurt following a possible tornado touching down in northwest Arkansas.
Cases are ticking up, as we thought they might. But now, thanks to the foundation we've laid, America has the tools to protect people.
President Biden's comments at the White House a short time ago, Biden also unveiling a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A U.S. official says it's believed that Russian President Vladimir Putin is being misinformed by advisors about how poorly the Russian military is performing in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the matter while in Algeria.
One of the Achilles heels of autocracies is that you don't have people in those systems who speak truth to power or who have the ability to speak truth to power. And I think that is something that we're seeing in Russia.
A new poll is out regarding the confirmation of President Biden's pick for the Supreme Court.
Two-thirds of Americans said if they were senators, they would vote to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, according to a new Marquette Law School poll published on Wednesday. 1,000 people were polled between March 14th through the 24th. It should be noted 837 of the interviews were conducted before Jackson's confirmation hearings began.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's bipartisan support for the Biden administration to not ditch the public health rule that's used to immediately deport most illegal immigrants. President Biden may roll back Title 42 on Wednesday, but that's not a good idea, according to Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly.
My priority has been to make sure that we have a secure and orderly and humane process at the southern border. And I'm really concerned that the Biden administration right now, they do not have a plan in place to deal with this. And, you know, hospitals and border communities are, they're really spread thin. I mean, and the nonprofits are overwhelmed right now. So I want to make sure that Arizona, that we do not pay a price for the failure in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to keep holding the administration accountable for this.
Pennsylvania State Police say at least 6 people died in a deadly pileup on a Pennsylvania interstate. It happened Monday morning on Interstate 81 in a county northwest of Philadelphia. 80 vehicles were involved and the interstate reopened Wednesday. Will Smith hitting Chris Rock at the Oscars is traumatizing comedian and actress Amy Schumer. She took to Instagram to discuss the incident and described it as disturbing and sickening. Smith has since released a public apology for slapping Rock over a joke poking fun at his wife Jada's hair loss. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.